This is Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth LLC. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights with Dwayne Goodell.
Hello, and welcome back to Financial Insights. My name's Dwayne Goodell from Optimum Wealth, LLC. If you'd like more information about what you hear during the show, give us a call at 603-357-1084, or you can visit us online at optfinancial.com. And while at my website, you can click on the resources page, look for podcasts, and you can check out our shows, and you can even subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or Audible. When envisioning your future retirement, it's easy to focus almost entirely on the big things like your budget, your cash flow, where you're going to live, your healthcare strategy, and what you intend to leave behind for your loved ones. But while those things are certainly important, you should also weigh some of the lesser discussed elements that could make your retirement a happier one. As I like to remind my clients, retirement is your reward for decades of hard work, careful strategizing, and financial discipline. While you still have bills and responsibilities in retirement, it's also a time of life when you get to do the things that make you the happiest. An AARP article called 10 Secrets of a Happy Retirement has some interesting and hopefully usable information that I'm excited to share today. If you'd like to review the article yourself, it is available at aarp.org. The first thing you may want to focus on is being a bigger saver than you are a spender. Many financial services professionals recommend having at least $500,000 in the bank when you cross that retirement finish line. One way to potentially reach that savings goal is to pay off your mortgage. As I'm sure, and no surprise for most folks, a mortgage is their single biggest monthly expense. That means eliminating that payment will allow you to focus on saving money as well as your broader retirement strategy. Having numerous hobbies and pursuits is another important piece of the retirement puzzle. When I think of some of my most content retired clients, they share similarities like a desire to explore new parts of the country, maybe the world, as well as a sincere desire to keep learning. While it's true that after you've left work for the last time, you shouldn't feel compelled to build your days around alarm clocks and long commutes, you also shouldn't spend your days in front of the television watching sitcoms you didn't even like much when they were originally on. I think working closely with a financial services professional ties neatly into all of this as well. Even if you've hit your savings goal and you feel good about your overall financial strategy, the need to diligently monitor that strategy and adjust it as needed doesn't go away just because you've retired. There's no reason to try and figure out all the financial components of the retirement by yourself. Get an advocate on your team. While learning to play pickleball or scuba dive during retirement is an important part of your health and well-being, you shouldn't dismiss the importance and power of having some routines. You may want to consider working as a reading volunteer at a grandkids' elementary school or doing some delivering of food for Meals for Wheels, organizing some sort of monthly potluck with your friends. Routines are important because there's something you can build your calendar around. Several decades of 8 or 9 hour days, 5 days a week, gives you plenty of structure to build a routine around. When you retire, that structure is suddenly gone, which can certainly be a bit of a shock to the system if you don't have a strategy. And you don't want to fill those days obsessively checking your portfolio or doom-scrolling news sites on the internet. You need to get out there and experience your community in new ways. Visit restaurants in neighborhoods you haven't visited often. See a community or high school theater production. Many communities offer far more than what often appears at first glance. And of course, for many folks that I work with, time with their grandkids is a huge part of their retirement plan. And while that's healthy, you should also be mindful of not allowing your family to become too reliant on you. More specifically, remember that no matter how much you love being with your grandkids, chances are good that you're also going to want some time for yourself whether it's that Caribbean cruise or lunch on a regular basis with old friend or coworkers. There's nothing wrong with being a consistent caregiver for your grandkids. Just remember, it's okay to say no sometimes also. After your retirement party ends and you walk across the parking lot to your car for the last time, your personal identity changes. If you spent 45 years as an accountant, what are you now? That is a psychological hurdle that many retirees need to navigate. This is the point at which it may be time to find a new purpose. If you've always admired that house in the neighborhood with a huge garden, why not ring the doorbell, get a little advice, and grow one of your own? I have clients that volunteer at the information desk at an airport. While it's sometimes challenging work, they also meet people from around the world and they take satisfaction in helping people during stressful moments. Ultimately, retirement is a blank piece of paper waiting for a story, but it's not going to write itself. You have to write it. Another way to potentially make your retirement more fulfilling is to maintain close connections with your circle of friends. And to be clear, social media check-ins or the occasional email don't cut it. I'm talking about regular get-togethers for dinner, a show, even a group vacation. Regular face-to-face relationships are, in my opinion, an essential part of retirement. And while keeping up with old friends is important, don't disregard the power of making new friends, even when you're in your 60s and your 70s. If you volunteer at a nonprofit that also has younger volunteers, take some time to get to know them. Friendships with people who are younger than you may be a good way to keep up with the latest movies or bingeable TV shows. Looking for advice on how to program the radio stations on your new car that seems more like a moving computer than an automobile? Someone younger that you know may be able to help. I've alluded a little bit to this today, but let's focus on the idea that retirement is also the time when you can finally try many of the things you didn't have time for when you were working, raising a family. Hang gliding, deep sea fishing, bus tour of European capitals, that list can go on and on. The world is your oyster, so eat all the oysters you want. One note of caution here. Many financial professionals, myself included, urge their clients to experience retirement for a year or two before making any firm or final decisions on moving on to a new community. I think this is particularly important if you live, let's say, in a Chicago suburb and are pondering some permanent move like to Key West. It's a place you visited but have never lived there full time. So no matter how many times you vacation someplace, no matter how much you enjoy it, moving to that place permanently is a huge change, and it will very likely come with a bit of a learning curve. The next way to potentially craft a retirement that's full of contentment is to focus on your health. Clearly, the better your health, the more likely you are to truly enjoy your travels and new hobbies. As you age, exercise every day and eat well, your calendar and your budget will thank you. Lastly, you should be frugal, but you don't have to be too frugal. Retirement isn't the time to just spend money for the sake of it. That said, you've earned this retirement. Don't worry too much about taking in a ball game or taking the kids to Yellowstone. If you enjoyed the show today, visit optfinancial.com, click on the resources page, look for podcast, and also be sure to subscribe. Again, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and Audible. And finally, if you would like more information on what we discussed today, give us a call at 603-357-1084. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for joining us for Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Dwayne Goodell at Optimum Wealth LLC at 603-357-1084 or visit optfinancial.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Optimum Wealth's Financial Insights.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Optimum Wealth, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of New Hampshire. Insurance products and services are offered through Optimum Benefits. Optimum Wealth, LLC, and Optimum Benefits are affiliated companies. Optimum Wealth, LLC, Optimum Benefits, and Dwayne Goodell are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.